the Saturday Light Brigade. And it's such a pleasure to welcome back the very inventive and creative, brilliant bookworms, the brainchild, if I may call it a brainchild, of Jennifer Krar, who is the librarian, a librarian at Winchester Thurston School. Hello, Jennifer. How are you?
Hi, good morning.
I'm so glad that you're here. I know that you're not the star today. It's the kids, but congratulations on such a great program. Storytelling is becoming even more important now than it's ever been. It's been part of us since the beginning of humankind, really.
That, I'm really proud of the bookworms because I think not only they can tell stories really well, but they start listening to each other and feeding off of each other, giving each other ideas, and they become a really holistic group. And I agree about storytelling. I think there's so many distractions that narrative is very important, and the story, the life of the story, we forget about it. We don't sit on the porch and hear people tell stories as much as we used to.
Yeah, being able to tell a good story really matters, and being able to tell one authentically and to share it and add yourself to it too matters. Let's meet everybody who's here, and then we're going to hear some stories. Let's start by meeting you. What's your name?
Hi, my name's Ellie Stenson. I go to Winchester Thurston School.
How old are you?
I just turned 9 in September.
Happy belated birthday. While you're on the radio, would you like to say hi to anybody who might be listening?
Yeah, I'd like to say hi to my mom who's sitting out in the stands taking photos, and I'd also like to say hi to all of my friends at WT who are listening to this broadcast.
And what do you like to do for fun in addition to telling stories?
In addition to telling stories, I like to just curl up somewhere and read a book.
That's a good thing to do. Are you reading a book now that you like, or have you read one recently that you'd recommend?
Yeah, right now I'm reading the Percy Jackson and the Olympian series.
I like books that come in a series because when I finish a book, I usually wish that there was more of it so you can go to another book in the same series. Well, it's nice to meet you. Let's meet the person who is right next to you. What's your name?
My name is Victoria.
Hi, Victoria. And you're in fourth grade?
Yes.
And would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
Well, I want to say hello to my mom, who's out there, and my friends who could be listening right now.
Great. And do you have any hobbies that you enjoy in addition to storytelling?
Well, I do like reading. I can't think of any hobbies that I like.
Well, that's okay.
Besides reading.
What do you like about sharing a story that you work on at Brilliant Bookworms?
Well, it's fun because it's a lot of work, but really fun while you're doing it.
What makes it fun? Just cause, or is there something in particular that you really enjoy?
Well, I just enjoy it because a lot of people are listening and it's a really good story.
That's good. Well, let's meet the person who is on your right. And what's your name?
My name is Fox, and I'm in third grade, and I really love reading books. And I'd like to say hello to my dad, my grandma and grandpa, and possibly my mom who's listening. And the book I'm reading right now is Jeremy Thatcher, Dragon Hatcher.
I like the sound of that. That's very good. What do you like about Brilliant Bookworms and the art of sharing a story?
That you get to share a story from your perspective, and that it's real. It's same thing that she said.
Just being able to put your own spin on a story. You know, as long as we're talking about books, I should ask you what your favorite. Do you have a favorite book that you're reading now, or one you like I just want to be sure I give you a chance.
Well, I'm not reading a book right now, but a book that I just read is Cat Magic.
Cat Magic? You guys have good book recommendations. I'm not surprised, though. We turn to you, and can you tell me your name?
I'm Maya.
Hi, Maya. And how old are you?
I'm 9.
What grade?
4th.
And can you tell me a little bit about something you're reading now and also what you like about storytelling?
Well, I'm reading a series called Goddess Girls.
Huh. That sounds neat. And what do you like about storytelling?
I just like to read stories and tell them to people.
Do you change them when you tell them?
Yeah.
Sometimes. And when you tell them, are you reading or are you just telling?
Sometimes I just tell or sometimes I'm reading.
And I shouldn't say just tell, because telling is another way of sharing a story. And it's kind of neat to just look somebody in the eye and tell them a story, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very cool. Do you want to say hi to anybody who might be listening?
My dad and my friends who, and anyone really.
Great. Well, we have one more person that we're going to say hello to, and then on to the stories, which is why we're really here. What's your name?
My name's Kiara.
Hi, Kiara. And how old are you?
I'm 10.
And do you want to say hello to anybody?
My mom, my aunt who just called you, my dad who also calls you a lot, my friends and at WT.
I like that everyone's calling me. I don't know. This was your aunt. I don't know if she's still here. Let's just see. Hi. Are you still there?
Yes.
Hi. Oh, you're on the air now. Do you want to wish Kiara good luck?
Yes, I'm so excited to hear your story. I'm so thrilled to be able to call in.
Okay.
It's good. I love you.
It's good to have you here. Now, hang back on here. We put her on hold so she could hear especially well. So she said hello to you. Are you reading anything special now?
I'm currently reading the series called Warriors.
Cool. You guys all have different books and all have really good books. So who would like to tell first? Okay, we're going to go to your story first. And I'm going to ask you to, just so as people listen who might just be tuning in, to just introduce yourself again and then tell away.
Okay, my name is Ellie Stenson. I'm 9 years old, and I'm in 4th grade.
And whenever you're ready, go ahead.
Okay, the story I'm about to tell is called In a Dark, Dark House. In a dark, dark woods, there was a dark, dark house. And in that dark, dark house, there was a dark, dark room. And in that dark, dark room, there was a dark, dark closet. And in that dark, dark closet, there was a dark, dark shelf. And on that dark, dark shelf, there was a dark, dark box. And in that dark, dark box, there was a ghost.
I liked it. I was wondering what was going to be there. Who's next to share a story? Oh, it's okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. I can hardly wait to hear what's going to come out. It's fun because without a book in front of you or any sheets of paper or anything, I'm just looking at you and I have no idea what's going to happen. I think that's one of the nice things about storytelling. It could be anything.
I'm going to be telling a story called The Viper. Once there was a little old woman who liked to sit in her rocking chair with her quilt and her book and rock back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. But then, while she was rocking, she heard the phone ring. Ring! She answered the phone. Hello? The caller at the other end said, "The Viper is coming. The Viper is coming. I'm on the first floor." Then the little old woman started to get a little nervous. So she put down her book, pulled up her quilt to her waist, and rocked back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Then she heard another phone call. Ring! And she said, "Hello?" The caller at the other end said, "The viper is coming. The viper is coming. I'm on the second floor." But before the little old woman could say, "Who's the viper and why are you coming?" Click, the caller hang up. And then she was starting to get very nervous. So she pulled her covers up to her chin and rocked back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Then another phone, and then she got another phone call. Ring. She answered, "Hello? The viper is coming. The viper is coming. I'm on the third floor." Then the little old woman was starting to get downright terrified. So she went to her rocking chair, pulled her covers over her head, and rocked back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Then she heard a knock at the door. Knock, knock, knock. And she opened the door and saw a little man. He wasn't actually that scary. He was holding a sponge in one hand and a bucket in the other and said, "Hello, I'm the Window Viper, and I'm here to vipe your windows."
Very good, Victoria. I like that story, and it's fun. You can tell it. These are very suspenseful stories. So next, I think, is the story that Maya Clark Beadle is going to tell by yourself, right? Is this?
No,
it's the two of you together? Okay, so Fox Ashwood and Maya are going to tell this story. And I'm going to ask, we can't really move this back and forth while you're telling, so we're going to keep that right in the middle. And if you lean in a little bit, that's perfect. In fact, I'll put it a little bit there. It I'm talking about is the microphone. And what is the name of this story, if it has a name?
This story is called House for Rent.
House for Rent. And here, Maya and Fox share this story.
"What a nice house," said Miss Green. "Let's rent it," said Mr. Green. "Oh, no," said a man. "That house is haunted." "Silly," said Miss Green. "Everyone knows there's no such thing as a haunted house," said Mr. Green. "Well, watch this," said the man, and he walked up to a window and shouted inside, "Hello!"
"Hello!"
replied an echo. "That's just an echo," said Miss Green. "All empty houses have echoes." So the next day, the movers came. "The sofa goes over here," said Miss Green.
"Go here,"
said an echo. "The table goes over there," said Mr. Green.
"Go there,"
said an echo.
"The bed and the lamp go here," said Mr. Green.
"Go here,"
said an echo. "The books go here and there," said Mrs. Green.
"Go here and there,"
said an echo. "Finally, our house is not empty," said Mrs. Green. "No more echoes," said Mr. Green. "What a nice house," said Mrs. Green. "I think so, too," said a voice.
That was a good story. And I don't know if you saw me look at the computer while you were reading. It's because David, does anybody know anybody named David?
That's my dad.
And would he happen to be in Chapel Hill, North Carolina?
Yeah.
And he says, "Hi there to my wonderful and amazing daughter, Maya." Then there's 3 exclamation points. "I am so proud of you," 1 exclamation. "I am so glad to be hearing you on the radio again," 1 exclamation point. "I'm listening to you on my iPhone. Hooray for the Saturday Light Brigade, Ms. Carrar, and all the brilliant bookworms." So how nice that your dad, David, took a moment to write. Now, who's next with a story? Now it is time for a story from Kiara Bishop Robbins, and she is going to tell this story with Maya Clark Beadle together. And what's the name of this story?
The name of the story is called Big Pumpkin.
Big Pumpkin. These are all good stories for the season.
Once a witch wanted to have a pumpkin pie, so she watered and weeded a pumpkin seed, and it grew and grew and grew. Finally, when Halloween was just hours away, the witch decided to take the pumpkin off the vine. So she bent down to take the pumpkin off the vine. First she pulled hard, then she pulled harder. But that pumpkin just sat. "Drat," said the witch. Then along came a ghost, and he said, "Big pumpkin." "Yes, it's big and it's mine, and it's stuck on the vine, and Halloween is just hours away," said the witch, and she kicked that pumpkin. And the ghost boasted, "Well, I am stronger than you. Maybe I can take it off the vine." "Humph," said the witch, but she thought about pumpkin pie and stepped aside. So the ghost bent down to take the pumpkin off the vine. First he pulled hard, then he pulled harder. But that pumpkin just sat. "Drat," said the ghost. Then along came a vampire, and he said, "Big pumpkin." And the witch said, "Yes, it's big and it's mine, and it's stuck on the vine, and Halloween is just hours away." "Well," the ghost boasted, "I am bigger and stronger than the both of you. Maybe I can take it off the vine." "Humph," said the witch. "Humph," said the ghost. But they thought about pumpkin pie and stepped aside. So he bent down to take the pumpkin off the vine. First he pulled hard, then he pulled harder. But that pumpkin just sat. "Drat," said the vampire.
Just then along came a mummy. "Big pumpkin," said the mummy. "Yes, it's big and it's mine, but it's stuck on the vine, and Halloween's just hours away," said the witch, and she kicked that pumpkin. "I'm bigger and stronger than all of you," boasted the mummy. "Maybe I can pull it off the vine." Well, he bent down and he pulled. First he pulled hard, then he pulled harder, but that pumpkin just sat. "Drat," said the mummy. Just then, along came a little bat. "Big pumpkin," said the bat. "Yes, it's big and it's mine, and it's stuck on the vine, and Halloween is just hours away. Maybe I can help with that," said the bat, and they just all looked at each other. "I may not be big, and I may not be strong, but I have an idea." So the bat pulled on the mummy held on to the vampire held on to the ghost held on to the witch, and the witch held on to the pumpkin. They pulled, and snap! The pumpkin went rolling down the hill and led right in front of the witch's house. Well, she made pumpkin pie, and it was delicious. "I can't eat another bite," said the mummy. "Have another piece," said the witch to the ghost. "I think we should be going now," said the bat. And after they left, she walked outside to her garden and planted a pumpkin seed for next year.
That was a terrific story. I like the seasonality of these stories. They're so good for the fall. Now, I think, do we have two stories left? I'm losing count. We're done? Oh, my goodness. I wanted more. Well, are you going to come back? I hope you'll come back.
Yeah, there's a lot of bookworms who would love to come back. And all of them are telling stories at the Carnegie Library in Oakland on October 30th at 7 at their party.
So look for that, Carnegie Library in Oakland, October 30th at 7. So you guys did very well. Now, did anybody want to say something to somebody or that they may have forgotten to say? Yes, this, by the way, is Ellie.
I'd like to say to my dad, if he's watching or not, if he's listening or not, I love you, and I can't wait to see you in November.
Do you want to tell everyone where he is?
Well, presently he's in Jakarta, Indonesia, because we moved from there to Pittsburgh earlier this year.
And he'll be coming soon?
Yeah, in November.
And he's listening from trying to listen.
Well, that's great. And if he doesn't listen now, do you know what time it is there now?
It's about, I don't know, maybe 11:45, maybe 12 o'clock.
At night? Or,
yeah, at night.
Yeah. So he may have gone to bed, who knows? But that's not too late for a grown-up to be up. Anybody else want to say anything that they may have forgotten? I would like to say how well you all did. Thank you very much for being here. Look for them October 30th. Oh, one more thing from Fox. Go ahead, Fox.
Now we go to Fox.
I've always wanted to say that.
I'd like to say...
Actually, I haven't always wanted to say that, for you, yes.
I'm not sure if my sister's listening, but I wish her good luck on her race, and I hope she was listening to this.
What's her name?
Katie.
Good luck, Katie. Where is she racing? Is it a local?
I think my dad knows, but I forget.
Okay, well, good luck to you, Katie. Thank you all for being here. We got everybody's shout-outs done. Thank you. And
thank you so much. I mean, a story is not a story unless someone's listening, and you've given the opportunity for lots to listen to these great storytellers.
Thanks. The Brilliant Bookworms, the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUP FM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, Ohio, 91.1 WSAJ Grove City, 91.7 WNJR Washington, 91.7 WCUC Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and live and on demand at slbradio.org. Hey, Victoria, somebody wants to say hi to you. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Victoria's aunt, Veronica.
Oh, hi. Victoria has got a microphone right in front of her. Where are you calling from?
From Pittsburgh, Squirrel Hill.
Well, it's nice that you're here and listening. Are you listening online or on the radio?
Online.
Well, terrific. Victoria, do you want to say hi to your aunt?
Hi.
You guys have this V thing going on between the two of you.
Yes, we do, and we have lots of initialed clubs, don't we, Victoria?
Mm-hmm.
Right? The VP
yeah.
Club, the AP Club. Anyway, I just wanted to say congratulations, and you did a great job. And we were all listening, Day-Day, Fiona, and Camila. Okay?
How nice. Thanks for calling.
I love you.
Now I know why the Vindo Viper is such a big part of your story. Thanks for being here with us. It's going to be about 67 degrees today. Common Threads coming up in a minute, performing live in our studios. Sunny today, mostly cloudy tonight, sunset 6:42, 53 degrees for tonight's low, 74 degrees for tomorrow's high, with a 20% chance of precipitation. Currently 37 in Clarion, 41 in Grove City, a balmy 46 degrees in Indiana, 45 degrees in Washington, and 43 degrees in New Concord, Ohio, and at our studios in historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. We have one more person. I wonder who it's going to be. Somebody else wants to say hello to somebody. Who's this? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is David calling from Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
Oh, David, how nice of you to call, and thanks for your email. And I know who you want to speak to.
You do.
He can hear you. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hey, good job.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're a really good storyteller. I sent a second email that said, hello, had an echo on it.
Well, it was nice to have you emailing the first time, and I'm glad you're able to listen online.
Yeah, I really appreciate the job you do there. It's really wonderful how you host these shows, and it's great to be able to write in. And I didn't know we could call in, so I just tried it out.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to do it. So thanks so much. Take care.
Thank you. Okay, you too. Bye-bye.